بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن تسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الكرام، نواصل درسنا في هذه الليلة في شرح نواقض الإسلام، وكنا قد توقفنا على الناقض الخامس من نواقض الإسلام، وهو من أبغض شيئا مما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ولو عمل به كفر، ولو عمل به كفر. من أبغض شيئا مما جاء به الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام من الأحكام والشرائع فإنه يعتبر كافرا والعياذ بالله. وإن الواجب علينا محبة كل ما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأن يعتقد العبد أن كل ما جاء به النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام من الأحكام فهو أفضل الأحكام، وما جاء به من الأخلاق فهو أفضل الأخلاق، وما جاء به من العبادات فهو أفضل العبادات. فبغض ما جاء به النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام دليل على النفاق والعياذ بالله، حتى ولو عمل بهذا الشيء الذي أبغضه، لقول الله عز وجل ذلك بأنهم كرهوا ما أنزل الله فأحبط أعمالهم. والكراهية هي البغض، وهذا ردة. ولو عمل به فإنه يكفر ببغضه في القلب لهذا المشروع الذي جاء به النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. فالواجب أن يحب العبد ما أحب الله وما أمر الله به، وأن يحب ما أحبه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما جاء به. فمن كره ما جاء الله به أو جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنه يعتبر كافرا والعياذ بالله، وهذه ردة. وهكذا كل من يكره شيئا مما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، كالذي يكره شرع الله في الحجاب، في حجاب المرأة أو اليحيى، أو جعل نصيب المرأة على النصف من نصيب الرجل في الميراث، كذلك من يكره تشريع الله عز وجل في تعدد الزوجات، من يكره ذلك يعني كراهة لهذا الشرع، إن هذا يعتبر ردة والعياذ بالله، وهذا أمر خطير ينبغي أن يفطن له. وقد حكم الله تعالى بأن الإيمان لا يتم حتى يحتكم الإنسان لشرع الله عز وجل وتطيب به نفسه وينقاد له. قال الله عز وجل: فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. فلا يكفي الإنسان تحكمه إلى الكتاب والسنة، بل لا بد ألا يجد في نفسه حرجا من حكم الكتاب والسنة إذا جاء على خلاف الهوى. ولا شك أن بغض الشرع من أعظم الحرج الذي يكون في النفس، ثم لا بد للإنسان أن يسلم تسليما كاملا لحكم الله وحكم رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وينقاد له كأتم ما يكون الانقياد، ولا سيما في الأمور التي تكرهها النفس وتنافي هوى المرء، فإن التسليم والانقياد حينئذ من أعظم علامات صحة الإيمان وتمكنه من قلب صاحبه. قال شيخنا الشيخ أحمد رحمه الله: فمن وجد في نفسه، فمن وجد هذه الخليقة في نفسه فعليه أن يعمل على إزالتها، فيدعو الله عز وجل أن يذهبها عنه وأن يبدلها بالبغض حبا وبالاستخفاف تعظيما وبالكره لها رغبة إليها فهذا الناقض الخامس من نواقض الإسلام ناقض مهم ينبغي أن يفطن له العبد، وهو من أنواع النفاق الاعتقادي الذي مقر أهله الدرك الأسفل من النار. فمن أبغض بقلبه مأمورا به في القرآن الكريم أو السنة المطهرة فهو كافر، ولو عمل به رياء وسمعة لغرض من الأغراض الدنيوية. وهكذا يقال في المنهي عنه الثابت في الكتاب أو السنة أو فيهما معا: متى أبغض المكلف من ذكر أو أنثى وحب نصوص الأمر والنهي فقد كفر بالله العظيم كفرا أكبر. والبغض عمل قلبي لا يطلع عليه إلا علام الغيوب لشدة حرص ذويه على كتمانه وإخفائه عن الناس، لأنهم يخشون الناس ولا يخشون الله. فمثلا من يأتي لصلاة الجماعة وهو يكره هذا ولا يرغبه كفر، كما قال شيخنا الشيخ زيد وفقه الله. ومن يترك شرب الخمر خوفا من إقامة الحد عليه في الدنيا مع بغضه للنصوص التي جاء فيها تحريم الخمر فقد كفر، وقف على ذلك بقية الواجبات والمحرمات. بخلاف من ترك صلاة الجماعة وصلى في بيته أو في سوقه مع الإيمان بوجوبها وأحقية مشروعيتها فإنه لا يكون كافرا، ولكنه عاص مرتكب كبيرة من كبائر الذنوب، وهو ترك صلاة الجماعة بدون عذر شرعي. فهذا وأمثاله من مات وهو مصر على الكبيرة ولكنه غير مستحل لها استحلالا قلبيا وهو من أهل التوحيد لا يكون كافرا، بل إما أن يقال في حقه إنه فاسق بما ارتكب من إثم الكبيرة ومؤمن بما معه من الإيمان، أو يقال ناقص الإيمان، وحكمه في الآخرة تحت مشيئة الله، إن شاء عذبه بقدر جريمته عدلا منه وحكمة، وإن شاء عفا عنه فضلا منه ورحمة. هذا هو الناقض الخامس من نواقض الإسلام. الناقض السادس: من استهزأ بشيء من دين الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أو ثواب الله أو عقابه كفر. والدليل قول الله تعالى: قل أهلله وآياته ورسوله كنتم تستهزئون لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. الاستهزاء بما أنزل الله أو بشيء مما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ولو كان من السنن والمستحبات كالسواك وقص الشارب وأخذ شعر الإبط وتقليم الأظافر، إذا استهزأ به صار كافرا والعياذ بالله. والدليل الآية: قل أبالله وآياته ورسوله كنتم تستهزئون لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم. فالذي يستهزئ بشيء مما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فرضا أو واجبا أو سنة فإنه يكون مرتدا عن الإسلام. ما بالكم بالذي يقول إعفاء اللحية وحف الشارب وأخذ الآباب وغسل البراجم؟ هذه قشور الاستهزاء بدين الله عز وجل. إذا قالوا هذا الشيء ولو كانوا يعملونه، ولو كان معفي لحيته لكنه يقول إنها قشور، فإنهم يرتدون عن دين الله، لأن هذا تنقص لما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. حتى لو أن الإنسان وقع في شيء من المخالفة لهوى في نفسه، فإنه يحترم سنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ويحترم الأحاديث ولا يقول هذه قشور. الاستهزاء أيها الإخوة بشيء من دين الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أو ثوابه أو عقابه كفر، سواء كان قصده الحط من شأن الشريعة أم كان قصده مجرد إضحاك الآخرين. الاستهزاء بالشرع كفر مطلقا، وخصوصا إذا علم أن هذا من شرع الله تعالى وأن الاستهزاء به كفر. وسواء كان الاستهزاء بالكلام أو بالحركة كالغمز والإشارة ونحو ذلك، وسواء كان جادا في استهزائه أم مازحا، سواء كان جادا أم مازحا، لأن الله عز وجل يقول: ولئن سألتهم ليقولن إنما كنا نخوض ونلعب، في قصة عبد الله بن أبي بن سلول. قالوا: كنا نتكلم بهذا الكلام لما قالوا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه: ما رأينا مثل قرائنا أرغب بطونا ولا أكذب ألسنة ولا أجبن عند اللقاء والعياذ بالله. يقصدون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه. فأنزل الله: قل أبالله وآياته ورسوله كنتم تستهزئون لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. فدل على أنهم لما قالوا هذه المقالة كانوا مؤمنين، فلما قالوا المقالة ارتدوا عن الإسلام، وهم يقولون هذا مزح، لأن أمور الدين لا يمزح فيها، فقد كفرهم الله بعد إيمانهم. فلا يجوز المزح بآيات الله وبسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا يجوز يا أخوة أن تجعل الآيات للمزح وللنكت والضحك. فهذا قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان وفقه الله، فهذا دليل على أن من سب الله أو رسوله أو كتابه أو شيء من القرآن أنه يرتد عن الإسلام وإن كان يمزح. وأين الذي يقول إنه لا ترتد، إنه لا يرتد إلا إذا نوى من قلبه؟ فلو سب الله والرسول والقرآن ما نحكم عليه يقولون إلا إذا كان يعتقد، بل نحكم عليهم يقول الشيخ بمجرد التكلم أو التلفظ أو الفعل. من أين أتوا بهذا الكلام وهذا القيد؟ حكم الله عليهم بالردة وهم يقولون كنا نخوض ونلعب. وقد قال الله عز وجل: وقد نزل عليكم في الكتاب أن إذا سمعتم آيات الله يكفر بها ويستهزأ بها فلا تقعدوا معه حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره إنكم إذا مثلهم إن الله جامع المنافقين والكافرين في جهنم جميعا. فهذا الأمر مهم عباد الله، وهو أن يحذر الإنسان من أن يتكلم بكلام فيه استهزاء بآيات الله وبسنة رسول الله، ولو كان لمجرد الإضحاك فهذا أمر خطير. فقصة عبد الله بن أبي واضحة، وهذه القصة فيها التحذير الشديد والترهيب المخيف من الوقوع في هذا الناقض الذي تساهل فيه بعض المسلمين فوقعوا في شيء من صوره الصريحة، ومن سلم من الصريحة وقع في غير الصريحة فخرج من إسلامه بسبب ذلك. بسبب ذلك فهذا تقام عليه الحجة، تقام عليه الحجة، فإن تاب فإن الله تواب رحيم، وإن تمرد واستمر في غيه فقد خسر الخسران المبين بسبب كفره برب العالمين. فمن الأمثلة الصريحة لهذا الناقض ما مر معنا وما أشبه ذلك من أقوال المستهزئين، كمن يستهزئون بالدعاة إلى الله لأنهم يأمرون الناس بالخير ويحذرونهم من الشر. لا يستهزئ بشخصه إنما يستهزئ لما يأمر به من سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وكمن يستهزئ بالمصلين لأجل صلاتهم يقول شيخنا الشيخ زيد وفقه الله، وكمن يستهزئ بطلبة العلم في حلقات العلم والمساجد لما يتعلمونه من علم، يستهزئ بالعلم الذي يتعلمونه علم الكتاب والسنة وشبه ذلك، كالرمز بالعين أو إخراج اللسان أو مد الشفة، يفعل ذلك استهزاء بالذكر أو بأهل، فمن فعل ذلك فقد كفر. لذا يجب على المسلمين أن يحذروا من ألفاظ الاستهزاء الصريحة وغير الصريحة، ولو سموا ذلك مزاحا فإن الأمر خطير والجهل به كثير. كما يجب أن يكون موقف المسلم حازما من المستهزئين، فلا يسكت عنهم ولا يجاملهم عند ارتكابهم جريمة الاستهزاء، بل ينصح ويبين لهم الحكم فيما تكلموا به وأنه ناقل عن الإسلام إلى الكفر بأدلة الكتاب العزيز والسنة الكريمة، كي يتم التناصح بين المسلمين فتقوم الحجة بالبيان للناس وتبرأ الذمة من حمل إثم كتم العلم والمنكر. حتى أن بعض السلف قال: ليحذر الإنسان أن يكفر وهو لا يشعر أو كلاما نحو هذا. هذا هو الناقض الثالث من نواقض الإسلام. ونسأل الله تعالى بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى أن يجنبنا وإياكم نواقض الإسلام، وأن يحفظ المسلم لسانه إلا مما أمر الله به وأحله الله. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليسكت، أو ليسكت، قل خيرا تغنم واسكت عن شر تسلم. هذا، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله أجمعين.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد، so we begin inshallah the translation of the lesson by the Sheikh, Sheikh Abdullah Najmi, Hafidhahullah. So the Sheikh, Hafidhahullah, he began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he mentioned khutbat al-haja. Naam, so he mentioned khutbat al-haja, and he sent the peace and the salutations of Allah upon Muhammad and his companions, his family and his companions, and those who follow him. So the Shaykh then said, to proceed, O noble brothers, we continue our lesson in explaining the nullifiers of Islam. We continue our lesson in explaining the nullifiers of Islam. And we have previously stopped at the fourth nullifier. We have covered the first four nullifiers of Islam, and today we take the fifth one. We take the fifth nullifier of Islam, and it is من أبغض شيئا مما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ولو عمل به كفر. The fifth one is whoever hates something that the messenger, whosoever hates something that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with, even if he acts according to it, then he has disbelieved. Whosoever hates something that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with, even if he acts according to it, then he has disbelieved. So the Sheikh, in explaining this, Hafidhahullah, he said, whosoever dislikes anything which the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with, whether this thing is in relation to the rulings that he came with, the legislations that he came with, or anything that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, if this person or if such person dislikes any of those, then he has disbelieved. And upon us, and the obligation upon us, is to love everything, to love and accept everything that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. And that the slave of Allah should have the belief, or should hold the belief, that everything that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with is the best. Yani all the rulings that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, all the legislations he came with, are of the best legislations and rulings. Likewise, the etiquettes and manners of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the person should love and accept those and hold that they are the best of manners and etiquettes. And also in relation to the worships, all the worships that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, they are the best, and a person should love these types of worship and accept them. So for the person to dislike anything which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent with is a sign of his hypocrisy. When the person dislikes anything which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent with, then this is a sign of his hypocrisy, even if he acts according to this action. So even the action he's disliking, if he still fulfills this action but he hates it, then this person, he has a sign of hypocrisy. Naam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. That is because they disliked what Allah had sent down, so he rendered their actions useless. That is because they disliked what Allah had sent down, so he rendered their actions useless. The Shaykh said here, disliking, or the word dislike, or the word hating rather, karahiyah, hating, is similar to disliking. It's similar to disliking. And this is apostasy. This is apostasy. If the person hates and dislikes any of the things that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, then this is apostasy. Even if he acts according to it, then this person, he disbelieves. So the obligation upon the slave is to follow or to love the command of Allah. So the Sheikh said hating is disliking. Hating is disliking. And this is apostasy. When the person hates or dislikes anything which the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with, even if he acts according to it, then this person has disbelieved because or due to his disliking of this particular thing. So the obligation upon the slave is to love what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded and to love what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded and what the Messenger loved and fulfilled. So whosoever dislikes anything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded or anything that he sent his Messenger with, then this person is considered to be a disbeliever and an apostate. And likewise, whosoever hates anything which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, and some examples of this is the hijab, يعني the veil of the woman, and واللحية, يعني the beard of the men, or يعني that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of his legislation is that the inheritance or the share of inheritance for the woman is half of that of the man. So if the person hates this or dislikes this, then this is an apostasy, the Sheikh says. This is apostasy and this is a dangerous affair. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has ruled or he has decreed that the iman of the person is not complete until he goes back to Allah. Or he refers back his affairs to the legislation of Allah. And he is content and happy with the ruling and the legislation of Allah. And he submits to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, speaking to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by your Lord, they would not believe until they make you the judge of their affairs, and then they would not find any hardship in their hearts, and they would submit completely. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, nay, by your Lord, they would not believe until they make you the judge of all their affairs, then they would not find any hardship in their hearts, and they would submit completely. So the Sheikh said, it is not sufficient for the person to, make the book and the sunnah the judge of his affairs. He has to also not find any hardship in his heart. So not only the person, he refers back his affairs or his any issues that he has to the book and the sunnah, this is not enough, but rather he should not find any hardship and difficulty in his heart, even if it goes against his desire. So even if this particular ruling or legislation goes against his desire, then this person, even if he fulfills it, he should not have any hatred for it or dislike in his heart. And the Sheikh said, وَالْبُغْضُ هُوَ الْحَرَجُ. And hating and disliking here, the Sheikh said, is similar to the hardship that you find, the unease that you find in your heart. And upon the human being or upon the person is to submit completely to the ruling of Allah and the ruling of his messenger. Especially, the Sheikh said, in the affairs that the soul dislikes. So upon the person is to submit to the ruling of Allah and the ruling of his messenger. And especially in the affairs which the soul tends to dislike and refrain from. So this submission and this acceptance, the Sheikh said, it is from the greatest signs of iman. The submission and acceptance of Allah's rules and legislations, it is from the greatest signs of iman. That he should also that not find any hardship in his heart, or find any difficulty to fulfill in this. Now, so to continue, the Sheikh Hafidhahullah, he mentioned, he said, our Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on him, he said, he quoted him, he said, whosoever finds this attribute in him, this disliking and this hating for one of the legislations of Allah, then upon him is to work and strive upon removing it from himself. And this is by way of making supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this difficulty and this hardship that you find in some of the affairs of the religion. So you supplicate to Allah and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to replace this disliking and hate with love, and to replace this belittling that you have of Allah's religion, he replaces it with glorifying and honoring, and that he replaces also hating with love and desire for it. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. The end of Sheikh Ahmed al-Najm's quote. So the Sheikh said, he continues, so this nullifier is very important, and it is from it falls under يعني, the types of beliefs. It falls under the types of beliefs which the people of the, of this belief would be in the lowest of hellfire. They will be the lowest in hellfire. يعني, the Sheikh is referring to the hypocrites. That this type of belief falls under the belief of those people who are in the lowest of hellfire, the hypocrites. So whosoever does this, then he's a disbeliever. The Sheikh says, on the other hand, يعني, we also say the same about anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade, or anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Messenger of Allah forbade. يعني, all the prohibitions as well. This is not just regarding the commandments, but also the prohibitions. And this is in regards to that which is prohibited in the book and the sunnah. And whenever the person or whenever the slave hates any of the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited, then he has disbelieved. And the Sheikh said, this disliking and this hate the person has in his heart is something which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So the person could be doing the action and you wouldn't know that he hates it. So this is only something hidden that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. That you're doing it, but you hate it in your heart. You hate doing this action. So for example, the Sheikh said, the person who comes to the congregation prayer, Salat al-Jama'ah, he attends it, but he hates it. He finds it difficult upon him. He has hardship and difficulty to come, even though he still attends. Sheikh Shanqiti rahimahullah mentioned, likewise, the person who refrains from drinking alcohol or consuming alcohol because of the prescribed punishment. Yani he's afraid of the prescribed punishment for the person who does so. And also, yani he finds himself dislike for the text which prohibits alcohol. He doesn't do it. He refrains from it, but he has yeah, dislike for this ruling. Yes? The Sheikh said, No, he's afraid of the prescribed punishment in this life. Yeah, and if he's caught consuming alcohol, he's afraid of establishing the punishment against him. Yes? And he also finds difficulty and hardship in his heart in regards to the text which prohibits alcohol. Yes? Then this person has disbelieved, as Imam Shanqiti mentioned. And the Sheikh said, وَقِسْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ كُلُّ الْوَاجِبَاتِ وَالْمُحَرَّمَاتِ. And use this as an analogy or as a measure for all of the commandments and prohibitions. Any of the commands and prohibitions, when a person fulfills it and he has hate for it, then it has the same ruling. The Sheikh said, the ruling is the same for all of them. And the Sheikh, he mentions here, he says to point out, this is, there's an exception of the one who, for example, he prays at home or he prays in the marketplaces while knowing that the Salatul Jama'ah is an obligation, while knowing that the congregational prayer is an obligation upon him, but he still prays, however, at home or in the market, then this person is a sinner and he has fallen into a major sin. Yeah, and this person, the Sheikh is referring to, and he said here, without a legislated excuse, that person who prays at home without a legitimate excuse from the religion. So this person, he's a sinner and he has fallen into major sin. And the Sheikh said, if such person dies upon this in this state, yes, while committing this great sin, while not holding the belief that it is permissible, yes, he knows it is haram, and he does not say it is halal for me to pray at home, this person, if he dies in such state, then he is not a disbeliever. This person is not a disbeliever, but we say about this person that he's a fasiq, he's an open sinner, or he is deficient in his iman. He's a fasiq, he open sinner, or he's deficient in his iman. And his ruling is that he will be under Allah's will, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to punish him according to the sin that he has committed, or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills and he will forgive him, then he could also do that. Yeah. So the Sheikh said, this is for the fifth nullifier. Then we move on to the sixth nullifier number six, and it is, من استهزاء بشيء من دين الله من دين الرسول أو ثواب الله أو عقابه كفر. Whosoever mocks anything from the religion of the messenger or Allah's reward or punishment has disbelieved. Whosoever mocks anything from the religion of the messenger or Allah's reward or punishment has disbelieved. The Sheikh said, here, mocking and belittling that which Allah has sent down or that which the Messenger of Allah came with, whether these things that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with are from the recommended things, يعني from the Sunan, مستحبات, or from the Sunan, يعني from the way of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the things that he used to do, or from the recommended things, any of them, or from the obligations. For example, the Sheikh said, like using the siwak. Yes, using the siwak, or trimming the mustache, or يعني shaving the armpits, or يعني clipping the nails, clipping the nails. Any of these recommended, or يعني the sunan of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. If you belittle any of them, this person has disbelieved. So the person who belittles or mocks that which the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم came with, whether it be an obligation, yes, or a recommended act, a sunnah, yes, this person has disbelieved. So the Sheikh said, so what do you say about the person who says about يعني these affairs, these sunan or these recommended acts that the Prophet ﷺ came with? What do you say about the person who says these are insignificant things? يعني say Sheikh used قشور. قشور means يعني the skin of something. This is only يعني something insignificant in a religion. Something يعني not important. It is not the core of the religion. Yes? So the Sheikh said, what do you say about this person? The Sheikh says, this is mocking, or this is mockery. And if they say that, yes, if they say that, يعني for example, the person, he mocks the beard. Yes, he mocks it, even if he has a beard himself, then he has disbelieved. He mocks the beard while having a beard himself. Yes, then he has disbelieved. Because this is, يعني, ascribing a deficiency or belittling the religion. And if the person falls into any, نعم, so the Sheikh said, if the person falls into anything which is prohibited due to his desire, then he should still have respect for the religion of Allah. If the person falls into anything which is prohibited, haram, out of his desire or out of his weakness, then he still, however, should have respect for the religion and honor for the religion of Allah. So the Sheikh said, this is disbelief. Whether his intention was to make the people laugh, يعني by his mocking, his intention was to make the people laugh, or to ascribe a deficiency to Islam, any of them, yes, then he has disbelieved. Especially the Sheikh said, if this person knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially if the person knows that this is from the legislation of Allah, that which he is mocking, especially if he knows that this is from the legislation of Allah, then he has disbelieved. And whether the Sheikh said this is, or this takes form by way of speech, or by way of body movement, or an indication, it does not matter. All of them are the same. And whether he is serious or he's joking, it does not matter. Yes? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ قُلْ أَبِ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if you were to ask them, they would say, surely we were only jesting and playing. Say, was it Allah, his verses, or his messenger you were mocking? Make no excuse. Verily you have disbelieved after your belief. Again, and if you were to ask them, they would say, surely we were only jesting and playing. Say, was it Allah, his verses, or his messenger were you mocking? Make no excuse, verily you have disbelieved after your belief. The Sheikh continues and he says, this verse was revealed in regards or in relation to Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, يعني the leader of the hypocrites at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they were mocking the companions and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, we have not seen anyone who is more saturated in the stomachs and more يعني, cowardice in the time of battles than those people, as a mockery. Yeah, so this was in relation to Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the leader of the hypocrites, who so the ayah was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and if you were to ask them, they would say, surely we were only jesting and playing. Say, was it Allah, his verses, or his messenger you were mocking? Make no excuse. Verily, you have disbelieved after your belief. So the Sheikh said this verse was revealed in relation to Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the leader of the hypocrites at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they were mocking the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Messenger, yani with them, because they were together. And they were saying, we have not seen any people يعني, more saturated and full in their stomachs, but yet coward, they are cowards in a time of يعني, fighting than those people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this ayah, and he said to them, was it Allah, his verses, or his messenger you were mocking? Make no excuse, you verily have disbelieved after your belief. So the Shaykh said, this indicates, or this serves as a proof, that those people, they were, before they said this, they were believers. Before they said this, they were believers. Yes, they had iman. But when they said this, they have apostated. When they mentioned this, they have apostated. Yes, or when they mocked the messenger and his companions. And they were only, يعني, they only said, we were only joking. We did not mean it. يعني. We were only jesting and joking. So the Shaykh said, يعني, even though they were joking, then Allah subhanahu, يعني, Allah said that they have apostated. So the Shaykh said, the affairs of the religion, it is not a place to be joking. يعني, it's not something to be joking about. Any of the affairs and the issues of the religion, it's not something to be jesting and joking about. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared them to have disbelieved, those people. Yes, Allah has declared them to have disbelieved. So it is not permissible to يعني, mock anything in a religion, even it is if it's done يعني, by way of joking. Sheikh Salih Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said this ayah is a proof for يعني, if any person curses Allah or his messenger or anything from the Quran, then he has disbelieved, even if he was joking. Sheikh Salih Fawzan, I repeat, he said, this verse serves as proof that whosoever curses Allah or his messenger or anything in the Quran, then he has disbelieved, even if he was joking. Yes, so the Sheikh said, and how about the one who says that this person does not apostate or he does not disbelieve except when he means it in his heart? Yani, how is this person saying this? The Sheikh saying, and however, the Sheikh said, Sheikh Salih Fawzan, he said, however, or يعني, regardless, this person disbelieves just by way of uttering these words, even if he did not يعني, have the belief in his heart, or even if he was joking, just by uttering these words and speaking these words, he has disbelieved. And the Shaykh said, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned or has declared those people, Abdullah ibn Abi Mas'ud, the leader of the hypocrites, and his people, to be disbelievers, because only merely they have mentioned a few statements without يعني, even believing in them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَدْ نَزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى تَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِثْلُهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا. And Allah has revealed to you in the book that if they, وَقَدْ نَزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ, when you hear the verses of Allah being laughed at and being mocked, no, rather being disbelieved at and being mocked, then do not sit with them. Otherwise, you will be just like them. Yes, Allah will gather the disbelievers and the hypocrites in the hellfire together. Yes, and He has revealed to you in the book that if you hear the verses of Allah are being disbelieved in and are being mocked, then do not sit with them. Otherwise, you will be like them. Verily, Allah will gather the hypocrites and the disbelievers in hellfire together. The Shaykh says, so this is an important commandment, O slaves of Allah. This is an important commandment that the person should, if the person speaks with mockery, yes, or just by يعني, merely intending to make the people laugh, or to say as a joke, يعني. The Shaykh said, then the story of Abdullah ibn Abi Mas'ud is clear. This is the proof that it is not permissible. And the story of Abdullah ibn Salul is clear. And in this story is a warning, an admonition from falling into such يعني, action, or into falling into this nullifier. Yes, this story serves as an admonition and a warning. The Shaykh said, so those people, those يعني, hypocrites, they have left the fold of Islam based on their action or based on their statements. And likewise, we say whosoever does that, then he has also, يعني, the Sheikh said, you establish the proof against him. You let the person know that by your mockery, this could take you out the fold of Islam. Yes, so the Shaykh said, you establish the proof against him. Then if he repents, then Allah is all forgiven and all merciful. Yes, but if he insists upon this action, yes, then this person has lost, yani a great loss. He has fallen into a great loss. And from the examples the Shaykh said of that which we have already, of the things we were discussing, an example of this is, for example, mocking the callers to the way of Allah, the people who call the people to the way of Allah. Yes, the Shaykh said, and those people, they do not mock the person himself as a person, but they mock that which he's calling to. Yeah, some of those people that mock the callers to Islam, they mock they do not mock the person as an individual himself, but they mock that which he's calling to. Yes. And Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali, hafidahullah, he said, our Sheikh Zayd al-Madkhali mentions that also another example is that those who mock the students of knowledge, and they do not mock them because they are students, but rather they are mocking them because of that which they are learning. They mock that which they are learning. And also the Sheikh said, yani from the examples of this is yani by way of winking, a wink of the eye, or yani a gesture with the tongue, yes, or things like that. All of these things are considered mocking. You wink with your eye, or you make a gesture with your hand or with your tongue and so on. All of this yani is considered mocking. So the Sheikh said, such person has disbelieved, even if he was merely joking or jesting. So the affair here is very dangerous. The Sheikh said the affair here is very dangerous. So it is not for the Muslim, it is not befitting for the Muslim to remain quiet when he sees something like this. When you see a person mocking something in the religion of Allah, then it is not befitting for him to remain quiet when he sees this. Rather, he should advise the person. He should advise the person so that the proof is established against that person, and you have freed yourself from the sin of withholding any knowledge. Yes? So you advise the person so that the proof is established against him, and you free yourself from the sin of withholding any knowledge. Now, so the Sheikh said, you advise the person that his action takes you out from Islam and puts you in disbelief. You have to tell him that your mockery takes you out of Islam and puts you in disbelief. That's how dangerous it is. And the Sheikh said, in the end, he said, some of the Salaf, it was narrated from some of the Salaf that used to say, let the person be aware of falling into disbelief without even feeling. Let the people be aware of falling into disbelief without realizing, without feeling it. Yes? At the end, the Sheikh said, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his beautiful names and his lofty attributes that he avoid us from fall, or he prevent us from falling into any of these nullifiers, or into mock, yani avoid us or prevent us from having mockery or belittlement of any of the affairs of the religion. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whosoever believes in Allah and the last day, then let him say something good or remain quiet. And the Sheikh said at the end, يعني a saying which is, say good, say something good and you will win, and remain or refrain from saying something bad and you will also win, or يعني you'll be safe rather. Yes, say something good and you will win, and remain from saying something bad and you will not be harmed. And he said at the end, he sent the peace and the salutations of Allah upon Muhammad and his family and his companions. And we say likewise, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.